Hey, good evening. It is Thursday, March 27th at 6:03 p.m. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Finance and Public Safety Committee. Can we please rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we please have the roll?
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica? Ms. Fidomski?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have none, so we'll move on to number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, RFP for City of Derby Auditing Services, discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. I would like to make a motion to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to authorize an RFP for auditing services for the City of Derby, Board of Education, and WPCA, beginning with the 2024-2025 fiscal year. And that's in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion?
Am I allowed to jump in on this one? This is Brian Hall, the finance director. I
Absolutely.
just
Go
wanted
ahead, Brian.
to clarify what the board would be approved, what the action would be for the board if it did go to the full board, right? Because it's my understanding, obviously, that if it's over $15,000, it needs to go to the finance committee to have sealed bids or proposals. Unless in the case where it says those services are to be professional services. So I'm assuming what the action would be in for the full board is to officially designate the audit services as not a professional service and thus needing to go to the RFP process here or going forward until at such time another board changes their mind and deems it not a professional service. That's a question.
Mr. Chair. All right. So you're asking.
I'm asking what really, because I don't think anybody needs to go to just
Hey,
the board to
Brian,
say
I'm
do
sorry.
an
Brian,
RFP.
I'm sorry. When, can you talk a little farther away from your microphone? It gets like very
Okay.
garbled. Thank
Muffled.
you.
Yeah, sure. No problem. But look, I'm just trying to understand what it is. Are we going there to go to the full board to say that the board agrees that the audit services are not professional services and therefore require the bidding process for the finance committee as outlined in the charter? Is that the
Aren't
action that we're looking to take?
audit services professional services?
If they are, then they wouldn't be subject to the RFP per the charter.
You would still have to procure them some way.
Correct.
So, I mean, there would have to be some process, right? Whatever it is. I mean, however you guys want to handle it, but they would still have to be some, whether they're professional services or not, there has to be some. I mean, how would you pick an auditor? Just pick whoever you want?
I'm merely asking is like, yeah, just to understand what we're trying to accomplish with this.
I'll have to take a look at that, but I don't want to hold you up. But to Mark's point, just about every municipality that I've been with, when they decide it's time to maybe look at the auditor position, goes out with some form of public solicitation, be it a it's usually a request for a proposal, but it's a public solicitation looking for auditing firms to make a proposal for the year, whatever. You know, and so that, but it is, in my view, being an accountant and performing an audit is a professional service. So I will take a look at that. I did not come prepared for that question tonight. I was spending apparently way too much time looking at solar stuff.
And look, at the end of the day, I requested the RP waiver last time, and I don't have an issue with it. I'm just, I guess.
Right. I guess I'm surprised by the question, Brian, since this is something that we've been discussing for a year, that this is coming up tonight as a question and not previously.
Right. I also don't want to set precedent for anybody else that has to go in and do a public, you know, a service bid.
Again, I'm taught specific to this is something that, you know, we have discussed multiple times.
Agreed. And again, I'm fully okay with doing this,
but right.
The only reason to bring it to the Board of Alders would be because you're saying, hey, this is not professional services. You need to go out and do an RFP bid.
Well,
unless, again, maybe I'm missing something.
Okay, so I guess let me just say this. That wouldn't be the only reason. A legislative body of a municipality can require something like an RFP in certain circumstances. For example, many municipalities, just like what you just said, do not require bidding with respect to professional services. Competitive bidding. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about responding to an RFP. I'm talking about competitive bidding. However, there are times when a municipality does require that, even though it's professional services. It happens often in the area of architects. Even though, you know, architectural services are professional, municipalities constantly require procurement through an RFP process, and some even require sealed competitive bids, and that has to do with state grant programs. So municipalities do it there. I just know in the area of audit services, I'm hearkening back to different communities, I recall most of the legislative bodies going out with a request for proposal, and I recall most of them voting on the firm. I mean, I could look at this if this is an issue you guys really want me to look at, and
no, it's look, we go to the board and they can say they want to do the RFP and we'll do the RFP. I mean, we were going to do it anyway.
I was about to say that. Wouldn't you do this?
Yeah, we were going to do it anyway, but that's why I was just confused. I didn't put it on the agenda, so that's why I was just asking.
In a technical sense, you may be correct. I just want to look at the charter and go back and go through it. But I don't think it has to necessarily be a precedent establishing move going out to an RFP. But I'm happy to take a look at it and try to weigh in on it.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like I've been involved with too many meetings, I think, with a lot larger money in areas where I thought there should have been RP, where people are like, well, it's professional services. And it's never talked about. And millions of dollars are given to certain companies, right, for whatever reason, professional services. So, you know, what it just strained, you know, whatever. We'll do it if we want to do it that way. I didn't understand it as far as like process wise.
I would say though, if there's stuff that's like millions of dollars are given out and you feel there should be a proceed or procurement or something, then you like it should be brought forward, because probably staff or certainly the board probably doesn't even know, and that some of that stuff should be, however. Just because it's professional services doesn't mean that it has to be that there's no bid or whatever, or the abuse of the previous administration of trying to, like what they did with the computers and stuff like that was a gross abuse of stuff, you know.
Well, then Weston and Sampson with our WPCA is, you know, we give them millions of dollars to do engineering services.
So that's obviously professional. But I have seen WPCAs do requests for proposals in terms of, in fact, I think a million years ago when I was a really young town council chairman running the town of Stratford, in a lot of ways, I think I gave the Roy F. Weston Company, coming out of an RFP, I selected them as the consulting engineer for Stratford. My group selected them on the town council in answering an RFP. And again, professional services like that don't have. I'll take a look at this whole issue for you. Yeah. I'm happy to look at the issue.
Yeah, I don't want to spend, like I said, for this particular one, it's just, I don't want to set any strange precedent, and I don't want to waste the board's time either. So
Attorney Baturla, can we move it to the full board, you know, for this, the April meeting, and have your, you know, have you take a look at that, you know, in that time?
Sure, I can do that. When is our April meeting?
Let's see.
Good.
13th? Oh, yeah. 10th.
Work. All right, here we go. All right, so if we're going to do this, how come we didn't go out for medical for our city employees? How come that didn't go out on RFP years ago? So if we're going to do that, then we should have went out to medical for our employees. It never happened.
Well, the medical, in fairness, though, the medical is negotiated through the.
No, it's the same thing. That's a professional service. Yeah, so that's another question that should have been brought up, too. If we're going to do this, then how come we didn't do medical? So I don't know what the contract is, whatever contract that we have, but let's look at it to see if we could get out of it and go out for RFP for medical benefits for our employees.
Right, or perhaps we'll. You could consider for the board is to define those services, professional services, and when they don't want it, right? Because it's very vague and generic right now, and it's sort of left up to them, but without a list, right? To your point, you know, you may decide today that you want to do the RFP for this or that, you know, who decides and when. So it's.
Yeah. So that's millions of dollars I'm sure we spend every year for medical benefits for our employees. Correct?
Correct.
Off the top of your head?
Yeah, correct.
So there was no RFP for that?
There was no RFP, right? Correct. A broker shopped it around and gave us some options, and we did negotiate with a couple different vendors, but there was no, you know, city-sponsored type RFP process,
to be fair. Okay, so the only
thing I'm going to say, and don't hold me to this because I really need my labor guys here who would know the answer better than me on this. I certainly understand your point because that is where a municipality spends a lot of money, right? But that insurance market is a very strange, difficult market some years. And I don't know, I'm not talking about insurance brokers. Yeah. I'm not talking about them. You're talking about the underlying carrier, like
insurance. Like the state runs
Blue
a program.
Cross Blue Cross, or right. Or Cigna. I don't know if they I don't know if they respond to RFPs, believe it or not. I don't have a clue on that. And sometimes the market is really, I know when we look from year to year on this, it can be a difficult market where you only have one player who's making a move in the market and another one who's maybe cutting back, or you have. So that's one of those things.
So like the state of Connecticut has that program, and that's municipalities could
opt into their insured Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, and I'm sure it's a lot cheaper than we pay. But so maybe that's another thing you could look into for your labor consultants.
I'll talk to my labor lawyer partners, but I'm not going to issue a legal opinion on health insurance.
No. Okay.
I draw the line.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. With that, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you. Number 7, non-union positions salary review discussion only. Brian, if you're there, the only thing, I don't want to get into any major discussion on this. I'm just going to ask, can you please put a list together of the non-union salary positions for this committee?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, perfect. And then for the committee members, we'll start with that and take a look at that for the next meeting.
Are you also looking at the Board of Ed or just sort of the city type employees?
Well, let's start with the city. If you could do the city first and get those over to us, and then we'll take a look at the Board of Ed.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Can we add, you want elected or non-elected officials in this?
Any non-union salary positions.
All right, so either elected or non-elected?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll take that up next month. And number 8, is there a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely. Motion to
adjourn. Second.
By George, second by Robin at 6:20 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.